You are listening to BensTorah.com.
We have the thing of Shlichus in the beginning of the second verse of Kedushin. Shlichus by Gittin, by Truma, by Kodshin. Mem Beza Merav. Halfway down Mem Beza Merav. The Gemara says, the Ella. The Gemara Kedushin. So a little short, I don't know where they all are. Search all over the base Medrash. Who cleans them up, but we're missing a few of the Shas and Shas Gemaras. Okay, a little less than halfway down in Beis Amidah, the Gemara says this: the first blot in the second parak is about Shlichus. You have Shlichus plus by Gittin, Shalach V'Shilcha, by Truma, Atem Gamatem Rabba Shluchachem, and by Kodshim. So the Gemara says, well, we have another source. V'Alod Rav Gidol Amarav. How do we know that shlucha shel adam kemaisai? Oh, you have a kedushin men beis. You have that men beis.
Yeah.
Good. Good. Okay, just made it. Yeah. I'm gonna wrap. Minayin shluch shel adam kemaisai. Shenem of nasiyachod mimata. The nasi was the shluchim to give out to dole out Eretz Yisrael. So that we learn from there, Shlichus. Gemara says that Minai Rav Gidol Amarav said, "Nach Shushan Kemaisa Yishnam Asiyach Nasiyah Mimata Tefiklei Shlichus Meihacham." So learn out Shlichus from over here. Gemara says, "Vitispera." You thinking that's logical? It can be. The Shlichus, ooh, Vitispera Shlichus. That's not Shlichus. V'katanim Lavnei Shlichus Ninu. There were many ketanim who were getting a chelak ba'aretz. Habuknami ketanim zaknashi. Nochle aretz. There were ketanim and nochle aretz. Why they got... V'chazochel v'tar shluchim bo. V'en shlichus l'kot. V'sholeach v'shulcha ish ksiv. Ki yikach ish. V'yalfin adena kot nosa shliach.
How about b'nai slavchad?
Well, they were girls. They weren't ketanas. They can make shlichim. They can make shlichim.
Not from that pasuk you just mentioned.
Well, because it says isha means it might an isha. It might a cut, not an isha. So the Gemara says. No, it's not shlichus. Ella kiyodav baravuna. The word baravuna. Marav. Yilu marav. Minayin shezachin ladim shel befanav. Ah, zachin ladim shel befanav. Shenem nasi echad nasi echad. So you learn it out. From this pasuk, not shlichus, nasiach nasiach zechiyah. So what's mashmin this gemara? Even though there's no shlichus for cotton, you can be zeichet for a cotton, right? The gemara says the nasiach zechiyah mimata. So it's not minayin shezochel adam shel befanav. It's not shlichus, it's zechiyah. So far the gemara says v'tisper zechus hu. It's not just zechus. How do you know it's a zechus? It's a little, there's also a negative. It's not a total schus. Dika nichle bahar, lo nichle bibika. Dika nichle bibika, lo nichle bahar. So what does the Gemara mean? Since it's not a total schus, it can't be zachim shalom shalom b'fanim. Is there another Gemara Kedushin here? Chaim, is there in the desk somewhere?
There's another one here.
Oh, there is another one there. Yeah, good.
This whole business with the distributing the Aribot, it didn't belong to anybody. Who did it belong to? I mean, I've been Zaycha. They've been Zaycha. It's a bank, it was a sign. It was, they made it. Matt, he takes there, he takes there. You don't need Shlichus, you don't need. Well, you go and sit on your property, you squat on it, it's yours. Well, you want to know, was it Hefker? What was it, Hefker? Yeah, well, it wasn't Squatters. No, it didn't belong to Yeshua. Yeah, it didn't belong to him, it didn't belong to me. So maybe it belonged to Klal Yisrael.
It was Hefka. You want to know, if you make a chluk of shutvim, do you need shlichus? It's a division. It's a chluk of shutvim. That I'll grant you. Maybe it's a chluk of shutvim.
It's a lottery.
I mean, there is a ktsais that is sort of like your kasha. Yeah, it's a lottery, but it's a chluk of shutvim. They're giving out the land. So you got to be a shliach. Who gave you the right to give him this piece? You got to be the shliach to give out this guy this piece. So the Gemara says, "V'tispas chutzul chovanami ika." That's a little funny, right? Because it's not, it's not, It's still a zchus l'maisa to get a chelek baretz. It may not be perfectly what you want. So the Gemara finally says, end Gemara, it's apitropis. So the three stages is this Gemara. The Gemara thought it was shlichus. The Gemara says, no, it's zechia. And then the Gemara says, it's apitropis. So the Ran is sekash. I mentioned the Ran in the Daf HaYomi. I mean, it's kedai. I feel bad that you don't have the Ran, Rabbi Sai. So I'm missing. Those Gemaras don't have the Ran. Your Gemaras don't have the Ran. But I'll tell you outside what the Ran says. The Ran is a kasha. V'ikah d'boi l'melech mishmaitim v'zchia lav mitam shlichasim. The old question was studying tzai, zchia mitam shlichas. Is zchia din of shlichas? How does zchia work? I can be your shliach without you appointing me a shliach if it's something for your benefit. Zchia mitam shlichas. So if shlichas doesn't work, how can zchia work? The Gemara says it's not shlichas, it's zchia. But if there's no shlichas for a katan, and it works out shlichas, zchia is mitam shlichas, there should be no shlichas for a katan. So some ikah, the Ran says, they learn from this Gemara, Kiddushin, that zchia lav mitam shlichas. Lav mitam shlichas, so the amrilan meikara. V'tistra, the Gemara says, it can't be shlichas, or katan lav meishlichas in them. So it must be zechia. So you can't learn out shlichas from him. So it must be zechia. Now, Rabbi,
you don't need das to appoint it. You don't need das because it's an applied das.
Yeah, but if you're going to say zechia mitam shlichas, what does that mean? Zechia, and you can't learn out shlichas.
Doesn't have, because you don't have das to appoint the shlichas. But if it's an undina because of zechia that he would want it, then the shlichus
is... So Rabbi Kivega says your point. Rabbi Kivega makes your point, Svi. It's not a bad point. It's Rabbi Kivega's point. But look how you see in the Gemara, not that way. You know, it's, if you say a chisaron, a cotton can make a shliach, Rabbi Kivega makes your point, I think it's in Ksubis, Yer Aleph, that a cotton can't make a shliach because he has no das. But zchi, you don't need das. We assume zchus, like your cut might be lost all that's best. So you see, not that way. You see from the Gemara, from Rambam Bar Mitzia, that's a chisorn, a cotton can't have a shlich. Not that he can't make a shlich. There's no shlichus for a cotton. See, Tzvi is arguing, yeah, cotton can't make a shlich. He has no das. But who says he can't have a shlich of a cotton? So Bikivega is an argument. But the answer is no. Ain't shlichus a cotton means that you can, a cotton can't have a shlich. So how can he? If you're going to say zechia mitam shlichus, so Gemara is saying no, it's zechia, and you can't learn out shlichus from here. If zechia is mitam shlichus, learn out shlichus from here. So he says, this is what he says.
When a father marries off a cotton,
minayis zochin kolomim below tishah tachas shlichus, the zechia lav mitam shlichus. Is this a good raya? If you hold zechia is mitam shlichus, so what does it mean? You can't learn out shlichus from here.
Rabbi, when a father marries off a child, it's not
matam shlichus. When a father, I always say it's a big machlokes in the Gemara. Gittin, pashtus na. I do. When a father marries off his daughter, you mean? Yes. Daughter. Says that matam shlichus.
Yes.
Did the term make him a shlich? No, we don't learn a day from shlichus. Remember, I always learn it's his piano. He owns the daughter. It's like his kiddushin. Even I have a, you know. We discuss this a lot. It's not clear. Pashas, it's not shlich. It's not shlich.
Did this person zucker for himself and then he gives it to the other party? No. But he's first zucker for himself and then he gives it.
You mean that's how zechia works?
Yeah, it's like a two-stage thing of collapsing the one. Since you have the part of the zucker for yourself, you give it.
But that's like the mark. Mikdash zucker nafshi zucker lechavre.
Yeah.
It's two steps zechia. But what does it mean yizeichve? So it really can work in two steps. Once it's yours, you can be zeich of something. I can be zeich of something of mine for somebody else. You know what I mean, once it becomes yours, you can't be zeich of the irony. You can only be zeich of somebody else's thing for someone else. Your own thing. I can't take my thing and be zeich for you. There's no such thing. So the Ran learns that the Gemara's a raya, the zechia. They bring a raya. Zechia lav mitam shlichus. Because v'lo tivshin me'achas shlichus, you can't learn out shlichus from here. See, I'm not sure. Maybe that's not what the Gemara means. Maybe the Gemara doesn't mean you can't learn out shlichus from here. The Gemara means you're learning out something else. See, what was the Gemara's kasha on Membeis? Melchizedek shall be fun of shlichas. Teifle shlichas mehacha ayin. Now the Ran is right. It says teifle shlichas mehacha. The Gemara didn't mean learn out shlichas from someone else. The Gemara meant that learned out shlichas from here. The Ran is right. The Gemara is saying you can't learn out shlichas from here, Zechiah. But if Zechiah is mitam shlichas, you can learn out shlichas from here. The Ran's cash. I think I mentioned this in the daf, because in the daf we zip by it, but I think I mentioned this in the daf tzvi. So the Ran says, the Ran really has no answer. There's the two gerses in Bava Metzia. Remember that Gemara in Ezra Nashel, the two gerses. There's no zchia for a guy, but there's zchia for a cotton. Midaraisa midrabana. So the Ran says there's zchia from a cotton midaraisa. Give me zaycha for a cotton. The Gemara slugs it up because it's not a zchus. Ikad nichle bahari klin bebeka. But the Gemara wanted a lashishka cotton. Achem zochem b'shvil minat teira. La'ashcha de imid amidin shlichas. There's no shlichas, but zechiah it can be zeichem mit the rice of a cotton because zechiah is not mitam shlichas. The Gemara doesn't ask v'aktan lav nei zechiah ninu v'aktan lav nei shlichas ninu. So the Ran says not wrong. The Gemara but mitzia is what girsa our girsa. There's only shlichas midrab zechiah midrabanan for a cotton. Zechiah midrabanan for a cotton. It's two girsas in but mitzia. Tyson Subis brings it. So according to that girsa, mit the rice there's no zechiah for a cotton. Why not? Why can't be zech for a cotton? Because zechiah is mitam shlichas. Because if there's no shlichas, there's no zechiah. Ayahu Gemara.
What about the fact that a zech can't do something that the person can't do himself? So if he can't be zech himself, he doesn't have the power to be zech himself. So how could a shlichah do it for him?
You mean zech for a cotton? I guess what you have to say because Bidasa Chesmakma, like Toys of Shita. He can do it with himself for Das Bidasa Chesmakma. You know what the Ran says? A Doicha can have Marin Kedushin. Hikul Meim, the Ran says, Deinachinami. The Havamina, the Mel Zachir Mitam, Lav Mitam Shlichas. But it's not true in the Maskana. It's Apichopis. The Ran is willing to say the Doicha, the Einachinami. The Mai, the Kasaka, the Chashta, the Rav Muchi Mai, Kod, the Zag, Shal, Befanavs, then Zachir is Lomi, then Shlichas. So Gemara didn't ask that kasha. But at the end, they slug it up anyway. And the Gemara says it's apitropis. Hachova namika. Vukimna kidurav. It's a din of apitropis. And then achinam. Zechir is mitam shlichus. And there's no zechir midaraisa. And zechir lekot midaraisa. It's only midrabana. So that's what the Ran is mefalkal. Now, Taisus. I have another pshat in this Gemara based on Tosfos and Ksubis. Because, you know, Ger Katan, like, there's amazing Gemara in Ksubis. A Ger Katan, you make him Jewish, Matpil Mosal Das Best. Schus become a Yid, so Ger Katan, Matpil Mosal Das Best. Because it's schus to be a Yid. You know, I argued strongly with Rabbi Ramnik and many of the Puskim today is that they convert little children. Public school, sometimes the mother is not Jewish, and they convert the kid, al das bezdin. So other Puskim argued that it's not good for a person to become Jewish, they're not going to be from. They don't come from homes. They convert them, the kids. You're cut matmilos al das bezdin. But probably not going to be from. So this is a chus to be Jewish and not to be from. I heard this kash from a Ramnik. Many Paiskim question the gerus of young children from not from families because the chances are they won't be from. Very strong chances they don't come from, they're not from homes. So he's in Talmud Torah. So how many kids become from? 1%, 3%, magnus. Very, very few. So how could you, it's not as chus. So I tell you it's a mistake. Hanias Daiti, they're wrong because Zechus is not measured by absolute. If the kid wants it, it's a zechus. Just maybe at the Gemara in Gittin, Rav Meir holds it's a chayiv because zila le shchicha le pritza le. You'd rather be an eved to be mutter with a shivcha than marry a Jewish woman because zila le shchicha le pritza le. because he likes to live in the mud. This way he marries a shivcha.
Fry. Like,
what?
It's a fry. Fry existence.
Right, fry, to be hefker. So live a fry life, a hefker life. So it's measured not by absolute. If this kid wants to be Jewish, if his family is Jewish, he wants his mother's Jewish, his father's Jewish, usually it's adopted kids often, so it's his chus, he wants to be Jewish. Doesn't matter, you say rabbi, it's not his chus. Whatever he wants is his chus. That's why I don't agree to this question. People want to delegitimize the gayrus of... I had a maisi yesterday, that I got a call from Eretz Yisrael. There's a shidduch where the boys are kohen, and the boys are kohen, and the girl is a bas ger. The father was a ger. But they wanted to know who was Megayer, the father. If the father would be a guy, they wouldn't allow a kohen to marry a girl. If the father's a guy, that's because some paiskim hold you need geirus. Is that why? Anyway,
because you need
so,
what?
What?
Because you need what?
Because she's a
zayin.
No, it's not the reason.
Because she's a zayin. A guy, passes the mother. You mean?
What's the mother?
The mother was fine. The mother's Jewish. The father was converted, but they want to know who converted the father. I knew that there's a guy from Texas, a rabbi from Texas that I know. So they called me up and they said, "Would you be willing to testify to the Beis Din Eretz Yisrael that this guy in Texas, from, you know, they don't know a guy, some rabbi, Texas. They want to make sure the Garris is good. So I have to know this guy. I was together with him. He's a Rebbe and he's a Yar Shemayim, Yadei Sefer. So I said, yeah, I would testify. But then they needed somebody to testify about me. So I was going to say and call any Rosh Kollel in Eretz Israel. They've all been here. But I said, okay, call Rav Chevroni, Yosef Chevroni. You know, I used to come to Wolfson, Yosef Chevroni. Call Rosh Yiv Chevron. He's okay, you know. So he'll testify. So
when does
I get a call.
When does, is this
was
like
yesterday, 1 hour.
When did they finally stop taking aid?
Yosef Chevroni. So they called Yosef Chevroni. Tell Yosef Chevroni, you know somebody in America, they'll testify, somebody who you rely on. So Yosef Chevroni calls me up. And he says, do you know this rabbi, which I know? And I said, yes, he's the Yosef Mayim, you can rely on him, it's a good Yeris. So he called Yosef Chevroni, Rosh Yiv Chevron called the Beis Din, and the guy called me up. The shidduch was about to collapse. You have to understand, this thing took about an hour. All these calls back and forth, Meretz Yisrael. The shidduch, the guy was going to leave the shidduch.
Huh?
Should become the Mesal Kiddush. I saw a funny story, though. He said, Meretz Yisrael, this is not the first time that I saw this thing. There was once a shidduch here, now a Kila, but they needed aid in Meretz Yisrael. And it's not so simple in Eretz Yisrael. I felt the guy called me up. Thank you very much. It was like a brother or somebody. I don't know how he knew. I knew this guy somehow. How did they know? Maybe it was out of the blue. I had to know this guy. So Baruch Hashem, I was able to save the shidduch. I testified on behalf of this guy. And he said, you saved the shidduch. He said it was this problem. You know, guys engaged. The Bezdin there is not going to make the... It was like a thing. The shidduch is going to fall off. So Baruch Hashem. It's a maisa. But Ger Katan. So that's the sugya of Ger Katan, the Bezdin. You know, Geirus, especially in Israel, is very controversial. Especially Reform, conservative. They don't know who this guy is. He's not a famous guy. He's just like a Rav. So Baruch Hashem, I was able to testify.
In that case, the Kohen cannot...
No, so even though the father's a ger, that's okay. I say that's okay. If the father's a ger, even though I seem to recall there's a chumrah of the kayanim, that they don't marry daughters even of gerim, alpidin, it's mutter. But it could be it's already engaged. I don't know. They were matured as long as megayer. They didn't ask me that shayla. I seem to recall that it's a kayanim nogim silsil ba'atzmam, that they don't, see, alpidin, we hold only if they're both gerim. Only if they're both gerim. I wasn't mine because nobody asked me the shayla. I just, my job here was only to testify that this guy is kosher, you can rely on this guy.
I was trying to set up my son with a daughter of a Gerim.
And you didn't? No. But both Gerim, were they both Gerim?
I don't know.
Yeah.
We didn't go near it. Yeah,
you didn't want to call you and he says,
my
no.
My father-in-law told me, you won't touch it.
He said, don't.
Stay away.
Because you're a Kohen?
Yeah. Why?
Because you're...
Oh, yeah, it's a Kohen, yeah. Doesn't matter, Ger is fine. It's a Zark, Mary Giyaris. Kohen has the problem. So the Shalos the Tear, it's a singing condition. Anyway, Rabbi said, says, Ger Kot Mat Bila Masal Das Bez. Zach Elad, Shalom Befana. He's a Kotten. So it's only Geiris Midrabbanan. You remember Taisin's service? Tais wants to say, maybe it's only Geiris Midrabbanan. Geir Kat Magnil Sam Das Bezdin. Tais says, that, yeah, it's Geir Katten. See, Zeichen for a Katten. And the Gemara says, but it's only Midrabbanan. So Tais says, this Geiris is only Midrabbanan. She says, hey, have a Geir Midrabbanan. She didn't bless Yisrael.
He's actually doing the
tefillah,
he's doing the breast, he's doing everything.
Yeah. So is it like the Rashba? So we spoke about that in Ksuvos. Is it the Das? What are you being zeich of him? You're being zeich of him.
But he's doing it.
Yeah, he's doing it, but he has no brain. He's 3 years old.
So
he
needs someone. He
needs someone to be zeich of him. The yad.
It's like me making
it's an assumption on the future. He's going to want it.
It's like me shuffling a
little
for you.
So the Gemara says, Zachem Adam Shal Befam. That the Bezlin is Zoche. So what is this Zechir? So we always talk about when we learn this Gemara. What is he Zoche of him? It's Jewishness. Your Zoche of him is Jewish. There's a Rashba somewhere. Maybe it's the Das. Cotton has no Das. You're being Zoche of him, the Das. He has no Das. Somebody has to have Das. You're being Zoche of him, the Das.
Transferring
over the Das. There's a Rashba like that somewhere. That you, somebody else can have das al zachelad mufzal shmanuf. This is going to contradict the tzais that I think we may learn today. That tzais.
Okay, we're
going to
get to that.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
I know you promised once.
Yes, we're going to do it tonight in Yitzhak Hashem. I just want to quickly mention to you a new way of learning the Gemara in Kiddushin, Taisin Ksubis. See, one, there's a girsin in Bab Metzia. It's on zechir midrabbanan. Zechir midrabbanan. But Taisus here says something at the end of this Taisin Ksubis. He says like this. Then he says, "Ufisong ba mitzia." Chimis like logars midrabban. There's a girsin, but it's also telling a girsin that a katan is chia midoraisa. Nicha. The matzi lemeim. This is chia minatayim. It's chia minatayim. Taisus has big problems. Zayin chia midrabban. That being matim to marry a Jewish woman midoraisa is a guy. Taisus, midrabbanan, midarais is the chagoy. Midrabbanan, they say, is a ger. It's only midrabbanan is a chiyah for a cut.
Then you learn from Klal Yisrael that they were megayer. All gerus we learn from Klal Yisrael, the mikvah and everything. So they were ketanim then.
I mean, the same thing.
How did they become Jewish?
You mean Hasinai? How the ketan becomes Jewish?
Yeah. So there's some kind of implication there that the cotton could also become.
They had
bris mila,
they had everything.
No, but the ketanim, who's Megayah the ketanim? He needs a chiyah. And Tais says it's only midrabbanan. Since he says, you mean, and Harsina was also midrabbanan. They're only Jews. All the kids, all the little kinderlach, only Jewish midrabbanan. So he is asking. So Tais says, but if you take out that word about mitzvah midrabbanan, there's chiyah midaraisa for a cut. Vodkocham cut. Shimbalis ka, chashinik Yisrael. I was no shlichas for a guy. It's like a Jew, because he's becoming Jewish. Taisus has another problem. Taisus has two problems. He's a guy and he's a God. The fact that he's a guy...
That's the morale of the whole thing.
Geres Bal Korcha, the famous morale.
No, you're saying something else.
I'm saying, in Mitzrayim itself, before Hasinai, every Jew was a guy, compared to standing as a Mitzray. There's no differentiation between his...
They're children of Avraham Yitzchak
Yaakov. Right. They're
not
exactly going, but we learn all
of that's the big precious Rachim Chaim, this big regret. If the Avos had a din of Ben Noyach, that's the parsha. The Rachim has 100 pages. There's a book.
It was Avos and then Rabbanis and they had certain.
The Mishnah Mech, the parsha's Rachim, wrote a book on this. Parash is the Rachim, not the whole book. One section of that book is on Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, where he had a status of Yidden, of Goyim, the stasis in this Rambans. It's a big pilpul on that. And I'm sure every Rav, every Rosh Yeshiva has his little spice and pepper that he puts in there. That Chaim, it bothers Chaim, the Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, or Goyim, they were.
I don't know. They were not Jews, same way. This is like, it's
you
like,
are listening to Ben's Torah.
They weren't Jewish, you want to say
that? Not exactly.
They weren't full fledged.
They were Jewish nation, they were created,
yeah.
But it wasn't created.
Chashuk Yisrael taught, Afal of the Schiamitam Shlichus, Frank Taisvis. If zechiyah is mitam shlichas, so how can it be zechiyah of a katan? If zechiyah is mitam shlichos, how can you have zechiyah midaraisa? The Ran's kasha. That was the Ran in Kiddush I read to you. If zechiyah is mitam shlichos, so how can you say there's no shlichas for katan? How can there be zechiyah? Taisa's kasha in Ksubis. I forgot the zechiyah mitam shlichos. Vein lo shlichas min ad Torah. Zot Taisa. Hanim Livdosh, he spoke tzas chayv. It's a shtickle chayv. If it's a little chayv, if it's not a perfect source, kagon lafrish tumaso, shirots lefrot bebechit achas, shemiyotze lahadif, avalochas ischus gamu, yesh lo shlichas. Yesh lo shlichas. Taisvis makes a chilik of schus gamur. So that's how he answers the Ran's kasha. No, it's only a havamina. Schus gamur. So here Rabbi say, have nupshat, and my kedusha is gefound. Now I have a whole new pshat in Gemara in Kiddushin. The Gemara in Kiddushin says, it's not a schus to get a chelik baretz. You may want the mountain, you may want the bika. What does the Gemara mean? It's not a schus gamur. If it would be a schus gamur, then there would be shlichus. There would be shlichus. By a schus gamur, a katan can have a shlich. If it's not a schus gamur, but by a schus gamur, so zechiyah could be mitam shlichus, and yet, you say, but a cotton can't have shlichus. So when can he have shlichus? When it's a ksas chayv. When it's a ksas chayv, then he can't have shlichus. But by schus gamar, it could work. That's a, you know, the Ran said a doichik in the Gemara. So the Gemara doesn't mean it's not a schus to get chelik baretz. The Gemara held it's zechiyah mitam shlichus, but it's schus gamar a cotton can have. And gerus is a schus gamar. It's complete schus. It's a schus gamar.
So that's how the shlichus work for the adults in
okay, so let's look at the ksais and see about zechiyah mitam shlichus. Kufay, famous ksais on one side. You have it on one side, Rabbi side. I'm sorry, Sam. You have the kufay here. You have it on one side. That's the side without the print.
Should we also
unadulterated? What?
Sweet.
I'm sorry. Yes, no. Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Labius.
Okay. Yeah. Kufay aleph. Afilu aso shliach. This is the din of Taifis Lachov B'makom Shechav L'Acherim. You know, there's a din, you can't grant, the Gemara in Gittin, the Gemara, but Metzia, you can't grant for someone when you're harming other people. V'afilo so shliach. Yeah. And even if the Malva made you a shliach, even if you owe me money and I make a shliach to grant for me, but you owe the people money, so even with a shliach, you can't be Chav L'Acherim. Now Rashi seems to contradict that. Zel is shown Rashi b'mamitz pekab b'mamitzir. Havi toivis l'bal choiv b'mamitzchav l'acher. Ka'adam, he quotes Rashi yiktsois, shodam abo me'elav, b'toivis mamin chaveru b'shvil chov sheish l'achar olav. And he grabs mamin of his friend because of a chov sheish l'achar olav. Uvo l'kadeim asher yistvisenu b'al choiv. And he grabs it before another b'al chov will get it, acher. Atshivir b'al chov acher. Veninta toif is so slow kana. It doesn't work. It doesn't work because it's harming others. Kedami b'ksuvis the lav kokminei lios koifates. It's not within your power to jump koifates to grab the chavla elu. And Rashi says me achash lo so hanoisha shliach litvos. The noisha poshet ktsais wants to say differently later, but he means the malve. The malve didn't make him a shliach. So you can't grab. No. That's what it says in Rashi. Me'acha shelo osa anoshlilus. But the Tosis and the Mefarshim ask, it's faker from a Gemara. Beperek ha-koisif. Kvar hikshu Tosif ha-Mefarshim, beperek ha-koisif. Tosif and Gittin ask this. Gabi uvda diyemer bar chashu. They made a shliach to grab. He made him a shliach to grab, and it says it doesn't work. Taisel b'chov afilu aso shliach. The lo kabirish Rashi. So they jump. Taisin Gittin jumps on Rashi but Metzia. The lo kabirish Rashi b'kam to Metzia. The aso shliach u'kam mekonim. Then chiluk. The afilu lo aso shliach shluchu d'schir mitam shliach. See, Taisus asks, hey, what's the Metzia made him a shliach? Schir is mitam shliachus. See, Rashi seems to be making a chiluk when he made him a shliach or not. So Taisus says, even if he didn't make him a shliach, it's mitam shlichus. How can he make a chiluk between zechi and shlichus? That's Taisus asking. So, I mean, the truth is that Gemara, maybe that Gemara is that, I think that Gemara is open, he made him a shliach. And the Taisus maybe ignores that. So he says, the zechi mitam shlichus, the much per kab matzir, per ein ben amudr, ad kan lashonah. Correct.
It is not something that you have
but
to
if it's shlichus, how can you say zechiah doesn't work if it's chav lachim, shlichus works? If zechiah ultimately works with the mechanics, with the rule of shlichus, so you can't say zechiah doesn't work and shlichus works.
You make erev, it's shlichus, right? It's
chus.
So it's shlichus, even though nobody made anybody
shlichus. No. Bezeich a piece of the food.
Right.
Bezeich a piece of food.
Is that a shlichus?
Zechiah. Which is shlichus.
Even though nobody made a shlichus.
Ah, it's a schutz for you to have a piece of the egg. So with zeicha, I make a shliach. I have someone zeicha, a piece of the egg for everybody in the community. Yeah. But I don't have to make him a shliach. You would have to make him a shliach. He's doing your shlichus.
But the rabbi makes it.
I make the eftashim. And then I take a Jew and I say, pick up this egg. I'm in mind to be zeicha for everybody in the community. So he's being zeicha for you. If you forget to make an eftat shilin, zechiah mitam shlich. Because since it's zechus for you to have a share of that food, so he can pick it up and be zeicha for you that food. It's classic zechiah. Which is mitam shlichus. So Taisu says on Rashi, you can't make a chiluk between zechiah and shlichus like the Ran, zechiah is mitam shlichus. Remember the Ran argued there also with Katan. If Zechi is mitam shlichus, how can you make a chiluk?
How do we know when it's chav lachuni you can't be zeicha? How do we know this? Why?
Yeah, because you know, the Yeshua learns. Let's just say ein shlich l'dvar aveira. The Heilige Zayde learns that the reason why you can't make a shlich when it's chav lachuni, so the Ketzais is going to bless them. We'll see in the end of this Ketzais mitzvah Hashem. So what does it say here? So he says, Amna tais l'shitas. Emes. Amna tais l'shitas. Sabi zin zechim idin shlichas. Yichab b'kar kam l'ksubis. Af yir aluf. Zeh l'shama. Just saw the tais l'ksubis. Zechim idin shlichas. T'chem zhu tziloi. An es sabi d'ovel le shliach. Ken kos a rosh p'kam edigit. Amna. Famous ksais is kash. What does it mean zechim idin shlichas? An es sabi. But he doesn't know. Tzir shalom idash shlichas shaloi midas rabbi say.
Isn't that the
Yom Kivega?
That's a little bit
of Yom Kivega,
no?
No, but I mean, he's asking.
Right. Yom Kivega says that's
more like you. You don't need to make.
But
he's saying that he thinks, Zeiss thought that people are learning Rashi and Gittin's Mashma that way, even though Zeiss learns Rashi or Zechi is Lam Mitam Shlichus, that Zechim mitam shlichus means if he would know he'd make him a shlich, so it's like he made him a shlich. But it's Yishlam Midas, Lamidish. And you remember by Metziah, Shlich Shlam Midas, Lavi Shlich. The Machlok is Yishlam Midas, Rav and Abai, classic Machlok is. It's not only by Yish, it's by Shlichus also. So he says, I yes the Kasha. Teich name is Zechim mitam shlichus, Pek Elo Metziah, Beplug to Dabai Verav. Yishlam Midas. The Rav Savak came in Rav holds, if he would know, he would give up. It's like he gave up. That's Rav Sheet. Yish lo midas havi yish. Means he didn't give up. He doesn't know he lost it. But since if he would know, he would give up. It's like he gave up. Miyash hashtanami havi yish. Babai Savar, no. If you don't know about it, we don't say that, well, you'd have this thought if you would know about it. So it's like you had that thought. Milo yada. Vimelo tashma. And the Gemara brings in shlichus. See, if not for this Gemara Chabbeis, you would say, what does that have to do with Shlichus? It does, Rabbi said. Toshma, Kate said, Omar Omru Atayim Shalomidas Tumasatuma. Atayim Shalomidas Tumasatuma. Sometimes, a person can be Tarim Truma for you without your Das. Harishiyardus Achsadach Aveira. The Likit Vitarim Shalomishus. I didn't give you Rishus, and you plucked off Truma without my Rishus. So it says, "M'chayish mishum gezel." If the owner says, "You gazlan, I'm not happy with what you did," ain't tumas atur. Vimlav tumas atur. Now, how do we know if he's chayis mishum gezel? This is the famous Gemara Rabbi Say of Klach Eitzel Yavos. I had to press that other thing in the hall probably for those to go on. It's okay. So this is the famous Gemara Rabbi Say. If the guy says, why don't you take nicest stuff? How do you know if he's chayis mishum gezel? Should have taken nicest stuff. Was the nicest stuff? Is he being sarcastic? If there's nicest stuff, they say, ah, he's happy with what you did. So the Gemara asks, that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, sometimes a guy takes truma without your knowledge. As long as when you found out, you reacted, you said, why don't you take nicest stuff? If there is nicest stuff, that's an indication that you're happy. Frank the Gemara, it's Yishalomidas. It's Yishalomidas. Frank the Gemara, Vichinim Tziyosman Tumas Tuma, my Bindin the Tarm Alavi Yoda, he didn't know. Bindin the Tarm Loavi Yoda. So it's Shlicha Shalomidas, it's Yishalomidas. And what's my answer? Tigma Rava, Libadabayu Baso Shliach. Kotabayu, we hold Yishalomidas, Loavi Yosh, you have to make him a Shliach. If you don't like Rav Yishlam, it does have a shliach.
Even if you made a shliach, you still have to know whether he did the right shlichus. That's why
you right. Because you don't know if you want him to take that quality. You made him a shliach. Right. But how do you know you want, maybe you want to take such nice stuff? For that, that's correct. Right.
So according to Abaye,
Shalom is Lav Yish, Shlich Shalom is Lav Yish, Shlichus. Gemara is saying, Yir Shlomidas, Shlichus Shlomidas, same thing. So how could Zechiyah be Bitam Shlichus? Because it's Shlichus Shlomidas.
I feel like a buyer.
Yes, Yalkina.
If you have to be Torah, if you have to take Shurma, then where is the Yid? Where is the Yiddish come into place? It's not here to begin with.
No, it doesn't have anything to do with Yir Shia. It means you want it.
You're saying Yir Shlomidas.
No, Shlichus Shlomidas.
And Yir Shlomidas.
Yeah, it's the same svar.
Right.
Shlichus Shlomidas and Yir Shlomidas.
Right.
That means if you would have known,
right.
If you would have known, you would have said, you're fine.
Right.
That's what it means, Shlomidas.
Right.
It means if you would have known, you would have been masking.
Right. So why is that a problem?
Because we paskin like Abaye. Yeah. You see, according to Abaye,
yeah.
According to Abaye, you can't say, well, if you would have known, you would have been masking. But you didn't know. So here...
But it doesn't matter if you don't know, because you have to do it anyways. It's not yours.
Is that according to Abaye?
You have to take that truma. It's
you don't have to take that truma. Maybe take inferior
stuff.
So
what's the difference, which one it is? But truma you have to take.
Yeah, but I want to take like either less amount or less quality. Yeah. I don't want to take such good quality stuff. Mm-hmm. Even though when he found out, he said, oh great, I'm so happy. So how could Zechiyah be mitam shlichus according to Abaye? So you know what he says? That should say, kama das kama rishayim. Zechiyah mitaris yad amra. Zechiyah is mitaris yad, it's not mitar shlichus. Because we paskin, Yishlomidas. What does that mean? For Zechus, you can become the person's yad.
Right.
With somebody's chus, you can be his yad.
Extension
of his hand. Like chutzah mitam yad. Your chutzah. So any Jew can be your, just like your chutzah is your yad. Any Jew can be your yad for a
Zechus.
No. Any Jew becomes your yad. Mitam yad, mitars yad. I don't know if the Rishon say mitars yad. It's interesting.
And that can be also shalmidas? The yad can be shalmidas, you don't need that.
If it's zachir, if it's a zchus, yeah.
No, it's the same shalmidas.
There's another excise about that. If I pick up something without das, am I kind of, is yad kind of shalmidas? I think there's a excise about that also. Chayyu say, yeah, for yad, you don't need das. Chatzah shalmidas.
Isn't that an offer to Mishnah?
Chatzah mishum yad. So chayyad, you don't call it Sevi Shlomidas. I think it's machlokes the tzais, and I think it's machlokes achrayim, but it's not so schwer. To say yad, you don't need das.
Right.
Is that an offer to Mishnah?
That's an offer to Mishnah.
To pick it up for
what's it?
A
Mitziah.
To pick up a
Mitziah. A Ketana
can receive her own get.
A Ketana.
Because of yad. That she can't.
Well, if Chatz is Mitam yad, that's a Shaykh. A Ketana have a yad. Since a Ketana, Tana has a yad. Yeah, Tana has a yad. Tana can have a shliach, but she can have, but she has a yad to see her own get. So it's chatzim mitam yad. Tana can be cut and can be tana. Tana can have a chatzim. If there's a chutz of a cotton and a katana, chutz. Now we're talking about zechir. So there's some yishonim of zechir mitam yad. Tzvi is right. I saw some rosh yeshivas. They said, "What kind of yad? Why is it?" You know, I saw some of the rosh yeshivas. See, they. But so you know, that's it. We'll see. It's a pas. It's a chiddush. For a good thing, your yad becomes his yad. For an under a yid, for a zchus, for marriage for someone else, your yad becomes his yad. For lo mitar shlichas. Not zich, not vitoisis. Zchir is not mitam shlichus. Vafilu lemanda omar, zchir mitosh shlichus. Not ekzaisis. Tosh shlichus doesn't mean anan sade. It's not yir shalom midas. See, the ekzais was learning that zchir mitam shlichus means, since if he would have known, he would have made him a shlich. It's like he made him a shlich. But that svar doesn't work according to Abaye. Could Abaye that svar doesn't work? La mishir men sade, that's her shlich. And the Gzeres HaKosovo, it's a Gzeres HaKosovo. Ish Zeicha, it's a Gzeres HaKosovo. The Gzeres HaKosovo is that it's a Shliach without appointing him. But it's a Gzeres HaKosovo. The Gzeres HaKosovo, Yash Zeichel Achamahani.
Because me Ish Zeicha. It's not Chavla
Akrimah. Oh, so we'll talk about that. But where does that come if it's not Chavla Akrimah? Al Hach Zechia, Lovi Kiyad Mamish. But it's not Kiyad Mamish, Akmo Shlichas. It's like shlichus. It's not yad mamish. It's shlichus, but it's exeris akosav. Not because. So that's what I say. So like a three svaras. Zechir lav mitam shlichus tam yad. Or mitam shlichus. What does it mean mitam shlichus? According to Ravi, you could say, well, since if he would want it, he'd make him a shlich. It's like he made him a shlich. But that only works according to Ravi. According to Abaye, you have to say it's exeris akosav. But the Gzeres HaKosev is that he becomes your shlich without an appointment. It's a Gzeres HaKosev that normally to make a shlich you have to appoint him. Ish Zeicha means for Zchus you don't have to appoint him, you can become a shlich. Avlom Shuma Ansadi. It's not because of Ansadi, we know he would want it, but so shlich. The Nafkamina. Oh, Nafkamina. What's that mean? The Nachri. A guy. It would be Mitam Yad. If Zechir is a yad, a guy can have a yad, but a guy can't have a shliach. Aval oyun la mitar sa. Zechir ain't a mitar shlichus. Nafkamina linya nachri. The Gemara says there's no zechir by a guy. Can't be zechir for a guy. Because a guy can't have a shliach. Matem bnei bris, af shulcham bnei bris. Came the zechir ain't a mitar shlichus. Aval oyun la mitar sa. Sadi amin, shliach amakab.
But a guy can't be a shliach?
Can be or make a shliach. A guy is not in the parish of shlichus. Daf gablo asoik mikabel shliach, lo yada mehani midin zechiyah. Oh, fiza nicha. Oh. So the Tzai says...
That's why Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Chavayda v'latzmai, v'lo yada shliach. He took him out of Mitzrayim, not with a shliach.
Yeah.
Because they weren't Jewish. They were going.
He's not shliach.
Yeah.
Right.
What?
So, right.
It's during Sfira.
So the Ksai says.
Before Pesach.
So Ksai says that's good now.
Thank you.
Ksai says be machal between Zechi and Shlichas. Even though, let's see what the Ksai means. Even if you're Zechi and Mitam Shlichas. Where did we start off? Rashi makes a chilek in Bab Metzia, whether the Malve made the guy a Shliach to grab. So we say, if you made him a shliach, it's good. But zechir doesn't work. I zechir is mitam shlichus. What was the Tosis kash? Tosis kash was, Tosis kash in Gitna. Tosis. Zechir is mitam shlichus. How can you differentiate between zechir and shlichus?
Because it's a shlichus by law.
Ah, that's what the Tosis is going to say. The eich shlach so shliach. If he didn't make him a shlich, the malva, the guy just on his own grabbed it. The lo yishlich ha mekabel, he's not a mishlich ha mekabel, lo yada, and mitzag zeres ha kosu b'schir de mahani. Ah, how did he become a shlich? It's a zeres ha kosu, you can be zeichef and you can be so shlich. Yehecha de chav lachem, is a nikko, is a chiyah mamish. The Ktzai says, even if you hold zechir mitam shlichus, you can make a chiluk between zechir and shlichus. That's the Ktzais is gewaldige chap. Yeah, because Zechir Mitam Shliachas doesn't mean he made him a Shliach. It means a Gzeres HaKosev that he's a Shliach. Well, that Gzeres HaKosev is the only one Zechus for this and not for him another one. See, it makes a little sense. The Torah says, you can be Mazaka for another guy, but why should they say if you harm me a different guy? The Torah doesn't play favorites. If he made you a Shliach, if he made you a Shliach, you're a Shliach. The Torah says, Gzeres HaKosev, Gvaldim, right? It makes, this is very Gvaldik Svar. It's a Gvaldik Chiddush, but it answers. See, the problem is that Gemara's not like Rashi. Whenever Yeshiva Bacha tells me this, I tell him, but don't the Gemara say that he made him a Shliach and it doesn't work? See, Rashi is still a Pella, but in Svar, see, you can't ask on Rashi, if Zechir is mitam Shlichas, so what's the difference why Chav Lachrinu works by Shlichas and not by Zechir? No, it makes sense, the Ktzai says. Ain't the Nikos Zechir Mamish, the Zechir is Zev, Chav Lachrinu.
You can't make a Shlichas to do something that's Chav Lachrinu?
Rashi says you could. Tosafot
says you
can.
You could, but you're saying the Gemara says no.
Right, because the two Gemaras is one Bamitzi, one in Ksuvis. Yeah. We made him a Shliach, so look right. The Chava said, L'chein l'mani b'din Zechiyah, u'mim Shlichas Lekah, v'lo Yoda. Aber asov Shliach b'feirish.
90% of the time you make a Shliach, it's Chava Lachrini.
Yeah, that's
true.
Buy
something, it's Chav
Lachrini.
Somebody else can't buy it.
Nehid
l'mahani mitzad
zechiyah, mitzad shlichas, but the Chav
Lachrini.
Okay.
Almost every time it's Chav Lachrini.
Okay, let's finish Rabbi
Yisrael. Not directly.
Most
Yishanim. When the Malvi sends him out, that's a direct Chav.
You can't make a Shliach, it's Chav
Lachrini. That's a direct Chav. So it's indirect when you're talking.
Over there, Rush. That's Rashi. The last part is here.
That
Shliach has
to be
if it's a Shliach, who cares if it's harming somebody else? The Parsh of Shliach is, I can make it. Tzvi. So the Tzvi is saying, quote to Rashi, it's Gemalt.
What does that mean? He's half the day of the Shliach, the one of the Shalaya.
Chav the day of Koshke, but Chav the Chen. Can I make a Shliach that hurts me?
Yeah.
I can make a shlich to hurt me. You can make a shlich to hurt me. I can make a shlich to hurt you. No, but Zechiyah has to be, can't be to harm someone else. Zechiyah has to be my good. If it's somebody else's detriment, the Torah is not, there's no gzeres akas of Zechiyah. It's gewaldig. No, it's gewaldig, Rabbi. I can't believe that this Ksais is not imprinted in my mind. See, I have to imprint in my mind that the Ksais is saying, even if you're Zechiyah mitam shlich. This, yesterday in Shia, I'm learning by Bekami Yidbeis. So I used the cash in Shia. I found the cash in the Ktzais. So I told my Tamidim, guys, I was Mechad, the Ktzais, yes, my cash. So the kids are laughing. Rebbe, you saw the Ktzais 100 times. But I forgot it. So now I used the cash in myself, you know. I was so happy I found my cash in the Ktzais. So here I got to get this Ktzais embedded. I've seen it enough times. The Ktzais is making a chiluk of Shlichus and Zechir Mitam Shlichus. Zechir Mitam Shlichus is a Gzeres HaKosev. Each zeich, it's a gzeres hakasev. For that, it can't be the detriment of someone else. But if I make a shliach, it can be my detriment or anybody's detriment, according to Rashi. Tzvi can't believe that Tosfos and many Rishonim in the Rush, they hold even if you make a shliach, you can't do it to the detriment of others. So I just want to show you, the Ktzai says, there's a few more minutes, almost finished. But that clock is...
Believe it.
Quarter to 11. Yeah. This is a few, we're almost finished up. It's under an hour. We'll do it. Usually I try to keep it to 15.
9:53.
Yeah. Well, just a couple of more minutes. I want to finish the Ktzais. I have another Ktzais in the back. Under Avach. Over Zeh Yashmak Ktzais. In 2 weeks is Memorial Day. I won't be here Monday night in 2 weeks. I have a Chasnam, the star Talmud of mine in Lakewood. But next week, 2 weeks is Memorial Day. Monday night is Memorial Day. Did you go to Zeh Tzvi? Did you go to Eitzvi?
No,
sure. Yep. Did
you? I didn't go.
You didn't go?
It was windy and it was.
Okay. Some people have to work for a living also. But with Zeh Yesh Makoim, the Tarits, my Shikshar Rosh Mekandam Amitzi, Al Nas Rashi. Of the Ish Begit Begasoit Kasa Bnei Yeshua. Quotes to Bnei Yeshua, you asked Rabbi Zeh. Why can't you make a Shliach Chaval Chayrim? He said, Shliach Levar Veirim. Who asked for you? Who asked it? Yeah. What is this business? You can't make a shliach. You didn't believe me. He came to Chadachem, Averi Hulagabe. It's Averi.
It's a good smart.
And that's so he, on your what's in about the other people.
So he says that.
It's not an Averi.
What is the Averi?
What is it?
Causing damage.
Right. If I grab a mitzvah, I'm doing an aveira because another yid can't get it. What kind of aveira is that? But look what he asked.
No, no, but I'm saying when you send the malvin,
first it's not an aveira.
You send the malvin to get the guy's money.
So what is it?
So you're saying
he owes me money. It's not aveira because
so is it gzeila?
No.
So if it's not, then what? Then
the ksais. There's another ksais that says when I can make a shlich to grab,
then it's not a
it's only when there's no aveira for grabbing. When you're allowed to grab the money, but it's a mashkin that you're allowed to grab. If it be an aveira grab, it be ain't shlich of aveira.
So then what's the type of so what's the makom shechav l'aveira? So what's the makom shechav l'aveira?
It means
if you're allowed to, then what's the makom shechav
l'aveira?
You're harming. There's another guy's going to lose the money.
What was it? Another guy.
He owes
money. Because he owes somebody else.
Yes, so somebody else will lose, but it's not a very real chayim. Velona here, I want to show you the tzayis discussion. Rabbi Yisai, going at tzayis against the zayin of the Pnei Yeshua. Velona here, v'gam afilu im haya ois ha-shliach aveirem shlichusa. Let's say the shlich would do an aveirem shlichusa. Came the m'lashaleach ein aveire, and the shlich d'var aveire. Is that aveire from the m'shaleach? If the malva would grab, would it be an aveire?
No, that's what I'm saying before.
The malva could grab.
That's why the shlich is also an aveire.
The Lamina and Shil Vavel, but Koyin Dami Yisotz, and she grew she, the Ilum Shalach. If Shlich does Avera, there's no in Shlich of Avera. It may be an Avera for the Shliach, but it's not Avera for the Malva to bring. That's not in Shlich of Avera. She's the player sure against Verayalas, I mean, the Ratisis. He brings a ride from Ratisis. So, El Shlich, Zab Shlichus, El Hech de Avera, the Mashach, El Shlich.
It's a case for the Malva.
It's a regular Avera, it's not a house.
No, he's talking about with the Malva point. Tysus holds, even if you appointed him, it's, you can't make a shlich to Chav Lachrin. Tysus in Gittin, Tysus all over, in Ksubis.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.